started.
哦，我们要准备开始了。
Before I start, I want to ask two prayer requests.
在我开始之前，我想有两个祷告请求。
Three. One is for the mic.
三个，一个是为麦克风的一个祷告。
First for the next 4 weeks, I will be away.
首先不要。在下个四个星期我不在。
And we'll appreciate your prayers while I teach.
当我去教课的时候，非常感谢大家会为我祷告。
In Taiwan, I'm going back to people I know, so it feels like home.
所以去台湾呢，好像就回家一样，所以那个我很熟悉。
And then I will be with Chris for a while.
然后我就跟齐勇一起。
And then I will be in India where I have never been.
然后我要去印度，从来没去过。
A bit nervous to go.
我是有点紧张去那个地方。
So, I ask for your prayers for that time.
所以呢，请大家为我在印度的时光祷告。
And the second thing is personal.
第二件事情是一个个人的祷告请求。
You see, my wife has not been here for the last 3 weeks.
大家看到过去三个星期，我太太都没有在这里。
We had a very big fight.
我们有个很大的争吵。
No, that is not true.
不是这样的。
She fell while on the last day while we were traveling.
我们就是外出旅行的时候，最后一天她摔倒了。
And hurt her leg.
所以她的腿就受伤了。
And so still cannot walk well at all.
所以她还是不能很好的行走。
So she is very tired of being home.
所以她很累，就在家里休养。
And wants to come.
她很想来。
I was worried. I even wondered if I needed to stay home instead of going on this trip.
我就是其实挺担心的。我在想，我是不是应该待在家里，而不去外出旅行
？And she said, "No, you just are afraid to go to India, and you want to blame me."
然后我太太说，你就是不想去印度，所以你想把责任推到我身上。
So unless she gets worse, I am still going to go.
所以呢，除非她情况恶化，我还是会去的。
But I really do not like to leave her alone when she is having this trouble.
但是呢，让她把她现在这种状态，把她独自留在家里，我心里真的是还是挺担心的。
So please pray for her when you think of her.
所以当你想到她的时候，就请你为她祷告。
All right, we are coming towards the end of Ephesians.
所以我们现在已经到了以弗所书的末尾。
I'm not sure what Elder Yang has planned while I am away.
我不知道杨长老在我就是不在的时候，他的计划是什么。
Are you doing Ephesians or something else, brother? Colossians. Okay, wonderful.
所以我不在的时候，杨长老会去继续讲。
That is a wonderful companion because they were both written at the same time of Paul's ministry.
所以呢，哥罗西跟以弗所是在大概保罗的这个事工的同一个时期写的，所以是一个很好的一个辅助的相读一起。
In fact, 4 letters were written together.
当时实际上有四封信是同时写的。
And probably the same person took and delivered all 4 of them on one trip.
所以呢，有可能就是一个人他带的这四封信，就是一趟就是递交了这四封信。
So that is a good fit.
所以呢，这个以哥罗西跟以弗所书是一个很好的配合。
When I get back, I'm going to do probably one more week in Ephesians.
所以我回来之后大概再讲一星期的以弗所书。
And then we are moving to another book.
然后我们就会讲另外一本书。
But I want to try to finish up today what I started last week about what Paul teaches about marriage.
所以我这个星今天想把上个星期所讲的就是保罗对婚姻的教导讲完。
And I said last week that he gives us 4 things that I want to look at about the building blocks of a marriage.
所以呢，他保罗在这里讲到了婚姻的四个基石。
I got halfway through the first one last week.
我上个星期只讲了第一个部分的第一个基石的一半。
But I am going to finish the others today.
但是剩下的我今天要讲完。
I enjoy getting to teach this class very much.
我开始非常的享受教这个课。
It's one of the things every week I look forward to.
这是我每个星期所期待的。
And one reason is, since I see you every week, I know I can always finish what I start if we don't get to the end.
因为我每个星期都见到你们，所以我知道上星期即使我没讲完，我这个星期还可以接着讲。
So last week we looked at the first building block that he gives us for marriage, and that is to understand our roles in the marriage.
第一，上个星期我们讲到婚姻基石的第一个，就是说我们在婚姻中的角色。
I started at the end of the chapter.
所以呢，我是由第五章的最后开始的。
Where he gives us these roles.
他给我们这些角色。
For husbands, love your wife. Each one should love his wife as himself.
他对先生的教导，对丈夫的教导，就是说，你要爱你们的妻子，如同基督爱教会。
And let the wife see that she respects her husband.
然后呢，作为妻子呢，也要尊重她的丈夫，敬重她的丈夫。
And I said to you last week, these two terms are not about the husband has a hammer and he is saying, you do what I say.
这个我上次讲到呢，这个意思不是说先生就是说好像他手里有个锤子说你得听我的做太。
It is a husband who loves his wife the same way that Christ loved the church.
这个先生爱妻子就像耶稣爱教会。
Who gives his life for the church.
为了教会舍己。
And for us as husbands, what we have to understand is that doesn't just mean he died for the church.
作为丈夫我们要了解的是这不意味着就是说仅仅说耶稣为教会献身死。
It means day after day after day he lived for the church.
而是说每一天每一天耶稣为教会而活。
That is, the church's needs were more important to him than his own needs. He cared for the church.
对基督来讲教会的需要比他自己的需要更重要。
Husbands, that's the way we are called to love our wives.
先生们，这是我们被神呼召要作为丈夫的一个模式。
Not first, what do I want?
不是首先想到的说我要什么。
But first,
而是第一个想到的是
what does my wife need? What is for her good?
我太太需要什么？什么对她好？
That's the way Christ loved the church, and that's the way Paul calls us to love our wives.
那个就是基督是如何爱教会的，也是保罗呼召做丈夫的这样子来爱妻子。
And then he says to the wife to respect her husband.
然后他对太太的指令就是说，你们要敬重你们的丈夫。
That's an attitude.
那是一种心态。
It's not, I will do this because the Bible said I have to.
不是说，因为圣经上这么说了，所以我就这样去做。
I will do this because the teacher said I have to.
我这样做是因为老师说我必须得这么做。
But it is a spirit of respect.
而是你里边有这种态度，这种精神是很敬重的。
One of the things that seems to me that keeps both of these from happening, the husband's love and the wife's respect, is selfishness.
就是对我自己来看的，就是说让这个两方不能达到妻子跟丈夫不能达到这个的一个原因呢，就是自私。
When we put our own desires ahead of the husband or wife,
当我们把自己的这个心愿、自己的愿望放在对方配偶之上。
And in this section of Ephesians, it's coming after a whole section in which he's talking about serving one another and caring for one another.
这个婚姻这个地方是在保罗在第五章前面讲了很多，就是说彼此服侍、彼此照顾的之后才讲到这里的。
But let me move from that first point to the second block that I want to look at.
我们已经看了第一个基石，那我们看婚姻的第二个基石。
And this comes from verse 31. I'm going to focus a lot on verse 31 today.
第二个基石就是来自于三十一节，我今天主要会集中讲三十一节。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
说为这个缘故，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
I'm wanting you to see that this section in Ephesians is not simply a list of rules.
我想让大家看到以弗所书这个每一段呢，它不是说就是一个条例。
When we read it that way, we become very resentful of, well, I have to obey my husband, and if Paul had known my husband, he would know that's impossible.
就是说，如果你把它当成一些条例，必须要来服从，你就会变得心怀怨恨，你就会说，哦，保罗根本就不知道我先生是什么样的，写这么一大堆。
I have to love my wife, and if Paul knew my wife, he would know that's impossible.
我必须得爱我的妻子，如果保罗要是知道我太太什么样子，他肯定知道那是不可能的。
It's not a list of rules.
这个不是一个条例规律的清单。
This is a terrible story to tell.
这是一个很糟糕的故事，一个很可怕的故事。
Please don't go home and do this.
不要回家去这样做。
But I had a friend who was a pastor and not a very wise pastor.
我有一个朋友，他是牧师，但是他不是一个很有智慧的牧师。
And a man came to him and said, "My wife doesn't respect me."
然后有一个人来给他对他说，我太太不尊重我。
And the pastor said to this man, "You go home."
然后这个先生，这个牧师给他说
，And you tell her.
你回家以后对这个妻子说。
Ephesians says, "I'm the boss."
这个以弗所说了，我是家里的老板。
From now on, you will do what I say.
你从现在开始，我说什么你就做什么。
So the man went home.
然后呢，这个先生就回家了。
This man was a little guy.
然后这个先生个子不高。
That night, my friend said about midnight, someone was knocking on his door.
然后呢，我那个牧师朋友说半夜里边有人敲门。
He answered the door, and here was this man.
然后他就把门打开，看到这个先生。
His shirt was torn.
然后呢，衣服都被撕开了。
His eye was black.
然后那个眼睛都变成黑的了。
Blood was running from his nose.
然后那个血从鼻子里流出来。
And he said, "Pastor."
他说，牧师啊。
I told her.
我给他说了。
What should I say next?
现在我该说什么呢？
That is not what Ephesians is about.
这个不是以弗所书教导的。
Ephesians is about God's pattern for marriage.
以弗所书教导的是神对这个婚姻的一个典范，一个模式。
And so he says, first, understand your role.
他说第一呢，你要了解你在婚姻中的角色。
And then second, he says, build relationship.
第二点呢，就是你要建立关系。
A man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, cling to his wife.
人要离开父母，与妻子联合。
That includes physical relationship.
这个联合呢，结合表示这个身体上的结合。
It includes emotional relationship.
也表示这个感情上的结合。
It includes spiritual relationship.
也表示这个属灵上灵里的结合。
Sometimes in a marriage, over time, there are two things that it seems to me can happen.
在婚姻中呢，过了一段时间，我观察是大概有两件事情会发生。
One is we can just carelessly drift apart.
一种呢，就是我们就这么很无意的，就是很不在意的，然后两个人就越来越远。
I give you a test.
我给大家一个测试。
How many of you, husbands and wives,
多少你们做先生跟做妻太太
every single morning,
每天早晨
the first thing you think when you wake up is how much you love your spouse and how wonderful he or she is.
多少天你早晨醒来，你第一件事情想到的就是说，哦，我多爱我的配偶。
Now, before you answer, wait, don't answer.
我他是多棒。
It's actually a test of how honest you are.
这个在你回答之前，实际上这是对你诚实的一个。
Because I already know the answer. I just want to see if you're honest about it.
我已经知道这个答案了，我只是想知道你们大家是否诚实。
We don't always feel this great emotion every day.
我们不会说每天都有这个感觉很有这个爱的这个感情在那边。
I don't understand it, but some people have told me I can be very irritating.
有些人
I can't imagine.
有些人会说，我有时候会很让人烦的。
And my wife has to love me on those days.
即使说有时候很让人烦，在那些日子里，我太太也要去爱我。
She's not here.
她今天不在这儿。
So I can say this.
所以我可以说。
But I'm not going to because you might quote me.
我不能说什么，因为你们可能会引用我的话。
But on those days, I have to love her.
在有些日子，我必须得去爱她。
Sometimes.
有些时候。
Over time.
就是随着时间的流逝。
Sometimes it's because of focus on children.
有的时候因为我们的注意力都在孩子身上。
Sometimes focus on jobs.
有的时候是我们的工作，集中注意力在我们的工作上。
Things pull us apart.
所以我们好像就越来越远。
Not out of any decision.
不是说你做了这个决定。
But carelessness.
而是就是你是没有留意。
Busyness.
或者你的繁忙。
Allows us
就会让我们
to drift apart.
让我们就是随流失去，我们就越来越远。
My wife and I have learned that as our children are grown,
我跟我太太学习到，当我们的孩子长大的过程中，
the thing that kind of tied us together is gone.
过去呢，是因为把我们联系在一起的这个事情好像就没了。
And so we have to consciously say,
所以我们就要有意思地说,
how do we continue to grow and build our relationship?
所以我们如何能够持续地不断地来建立我们的关系呢？巩固我们的关系。
Sometimes it's a careless neglect.
有的时候就是这种不小心的这种忽略。
Sometimes it is a deliberate withdrawal.
有的时候就是故意的，就是有意的这种退缩，把自己给。
We're married.
我们结婚了。
I have to be in the house with you.
我必须得跟你住在同一个房子。
But you can't make me connect with you emotionally.
但是你没办法让我在感情上跟你连接。
And a wall grows, and we build it.
然后我们中间就有一堵墙，然后我们是建这个墙。
We keep adding new blocks to that wall.
然后我们在这个墙上不断的添砖加瓦。
We can go back to every offense that has ever happened in the marriage.
我们可以记住我们在婚姻中所发生的每件那个不愉快的事情。
We can remember them all.
我们把那些事情都记得清清楚楚。
I read about a husband who was getting something for his wife from her closet.
我就记得说有个先生在太太的这个衣柜里发现什么东西。
And he found a box in the bottom of the closet.
他发现在这个衣柜这个衣橱壁橱里边的下面有个地下面有个盒子。
And he said, "What is this box?"
然后他说这盒子里是什么呢
？He opened the box.
他打开这个盒子。
And there were 5 eggs.
然后那个盒子里面有五个蛋。
And $400 cash.
然后有五个鸡蛋，有400块钱的现金。
What is this?
说这是什么呢？
And she said, "Oh, every time you made me very, very angry, I put an egg in this box."
他说这 egg,
an egg.
OK. 他说这个太太说，每次你让我特别生气的时候，我就在这个盒子里呢放个蛋。
And he looks, he says, "Oh, that's pretty good marriage."
哦，他说那挺好的一个婚姻嘛。
We've been married for 30 years.
我们已经结婚40年了。
And there's only 5 eggs. That's pretty good.
只有五个蛋，那还挺好的。
And then he said, "What's the $400?"
他说那四百块钱是怎么来的
？And she said, "Every time I got 12 eggs, I sold them at the market."
他说每次呢，我一旦有了十二个蛋，我就把这个十二个蛋去到市场上去卖掉。
Anybody here have a box?
多少人？你在家里有这么一个盒子吗
？Sadly,
很令人难过的是
，many of us have a box.
我们很多人都有这么一个盒子。
We keep it here.
我们那个盒子在我们的脑中。
Because that's safer than in a closet.
因为记在脑中比放在这个壁橱里更保险。
And every time something new comes up,
每次真的有这个新的事情发生的时候
，we start to leaf through.
然后我们就开始记过我们那个账簿。
This happened and this happened and this happened and this happened.
说过去这个发生了，那个发生了，这个发生了。
And so there can become this deliberate.Withdrawal from each other.
所以呢，这就会发生一种就是有意的、故意的，就是彼此这样子都从对方身上生活中退缩出来。
Paul says, in a Christian marriage,
保罗说，在一个基督徒的婚姻中
，you have left your father and mother, you have become one flesh.
你离开父母，你们二人成为一体。
You are bound together.
你们两个人就被连接在一起。
Now.I'm not a counselor.
我不是一个协谈人员。
I will never be a counselor because I'm no good at it.
因为我真的是不擅长这个。
And I always hesitate about the teaching this.
我也每次讲这个的时候，我都挺挣扎的。
Sometimes people say,
有的时候有人会说
Well, you know, that's in the Bible.
那只是圣经里边写的。
But I don't feel any affection.
但是我对对方没有任何的这种爱意。
I said last week about something else.
我上个星期讲过。
It is easier to act your way into a feeling than to feel your way into an action.
相对来讲，更容易的是说你先有行动，然后你的那感觉呢就会跟着来，而不是说，你有了感觉再去行动。
You take the action.
你首先采取行动。
That build a relationship.
你采取这个能够巩固建立你们关系的行动。
And as that happens, the feelings can come.
当你这样的做的时候，有时候感觉就会过来了，就会跟着来。
If you wait for the feelings,
如果你等着你有了感觉再来做
，they may never appear.
你的感觉可能从来也不会出现。
As a Christian home,
作为一个基督徒的家庭
，we must build relationship.
我们必须要建造稳固我们的关系。
The third thing I want to say from this section of Ephesians.
从这个以弗所的这一段里边，我就要讲的第三个基石。
Understand your roles.
了解，第一个是了解你的角色。
Live them out.
把它活出来。
Second.
第二点。
Build a relationship.
建立你们之间的关系。
More than just yes, I have to do it.
而不是说一种态度，说哎呀，我必须得这么做。
But work.Building that relationship.
就是你要去努力去建造这种关系。
Work at growing close to your husband, your wife.
就是作为夫妻，你们两个努力去说你们两个越来越亲密。
And third is related to that, but grow in your commitment.
第三点呢，基石就是说，在你对彼此的委身中间成长。
The two become one flesh.
这里讲到说，二人成为一体。
They're united. They're fused together.
他们就是结合，好像就被融化在一起。
If you take two pieces of paper and you glue them together,
如果你有两张纸，你用那个胶把它们粘在一起的话，
you let it set.
你让那个纸就是放在那儿，
and you pull it apart.
你把那两张纸再撕开。
What happens to both pieces of paper?
对着两张纸都发生了什么呢？
They're both torn.
两张都给撕坏了，
right?
两张都撕破了。
You don't matter how carefully you do this, you're going to damage the two pieces of paper.
你不管你多小心多仔细，你还是会把这两张纸都给撕坏。
People love to say, "Oh, divorce, it's okay. We worked it out, and there's no harm."
有些人会说，哦，离婚没有关系，我们很小心的就是去做，这里边没有任何伤害。
There is always a harm.
在那里边总是会有伤害。
There is always hurt for both.
对双方来讲都有伤害。
Because you have made a vow before God.
因为你在神面前立约。
You have become one flesh.
因为你们两个现在成为一体。
And now this is torn apart.
现在呢，这个被撕裂了。
And it always harms both parties involved.
这对两方双方都是会有伤害。
Now, if you have already experienced a broken marriage,
如果你已经经历过这种破碎的婚姻。
I am not here to pound on the desk and yell at you.
我不是在这边来在立，哦，想对你喊。
So in that case, just turn me off for a few minutes.
所以你可以把耳朵给闭起来。
And let me talk to those of you who aren't already, have not already experienced a broken marriage.
对于一个就是我们没有经历过这种破碎婚姻的。
No matter where you are in terms of feeling like, oh, this, my marriage is wonderful, or...It ain't wonderful.
不管你对婚姻的这种现在的评价或者态度怎么样，你说我的婚姻很棒，或者我的婚姻很糟。
Settle the matter. We will be committed.
就是你要就是立定心志说我们要委身，就是我要对这个婚姻委身。
We have been made one flesh.
我们已经被造为现在成为一个肢体一体一个身体。
And we will maintain that.
我们要维持，我们要保持我们这成为一体。
One of the things that creates a constant tension in a marriage,
在婚姻里边不断的创造这个紧张的事情是什么呢？
Is when underlying the marriage is this assumption, well, if it doesn't work, can always walk out.
就是这个婚姻呢，你对这个婚姻下边呢，你总是有一个假设说，如果这个婚姻要是不行的话，那我就离开这个婚姻。如果你有这种想法的话，
if you get in an airplane,
如果你上了飞机。
And you throw out the parachute.
如果你就算说把那个降落伞给扔出去，
then you have to finish the journey, no matter how miserable it is.
就是说，如果你飞机上没有降落伞，不管这个飞机现在是，你感觉这个旅程怎么样，你必须得坐在这个飞机上。
Because you don't have a parachute.
因为你现在已经没有这个降落伞了。
There's no other options.
你没有别的选择。
My father came from a broken home.
我的爸爸是来自于一个破碎的家庭。
His mother left when he was when my father was 5 years old.
我爸爸五岁的时候，我奶奶就离开了这个家。
And so he grew up feeling the pressures and the impact of that divorce.
所以呢，他在他成长的过程，整个这个成长过程中，一直能感受到这个因为这个离婚所带来的这个压力。
His father had been raised.By a single mom whose father husband had left her.
他的爷爷呢，就是他爷爷的妈妈呢，就是一个单亲妈妈，等于说他爷爷的爸爸离开了他们。
On my mother's side of the family, there were divorces in her family.
我妈妈这个家庭的背景呢，也是有不少离婚。
And so they came into their marriage with some fear.
所以他们两个进到婚姻里面，彼此心里都有恐惧。
Particularly because my mother's parents said, it'll never work.
尤其是呢，我的姥姥姥爷就说，你们这个婚姻肯定是过不下去的。
And my dad said that he and my mom sat down.
但是我父母他们就坐下来。
And they had something of this conversation.
然后他们彼此之间有这么一个对话。
Now this is not a very romantic conversation. I'm not recommending it.
我不推荐这个，因为这个不是一个很罗曼蒂克的一个对话。
But they were afraid going into their marriage what would happen because of the heritage they had.
因为他们彼此的这个背景呢，他们进到婚姻里，其实他们心里是有害怕的。
And so they agreed to something like this.
所以他们两个人之间的这个协议，就他们都在他们结婚之前呢，他们两个人呢都赞成了一个，就像一个协议，就是
if we marry,
如果我们结婚了
we will stay married.
我们就要一直保持这个婚姻
no matter how miserable it makes us.
不管说我们在这个婚姻中多痛苦、多糟糕，我们就要继续保持这个婚姻。
Now again, that's not a very romantic proposal.
这样子的一个求婚可不是一个挺浪漫的求婚。
But my parents understood something, and that was this.
但是我的父母他们了解。
We are marrying in an environment where we will have in the back of our mind this constant push. Well, if it doesn't work out, here's what mom and dad did.
就是说，他们两个都知道说，他们两个人有这样一个背景，就是如果我们的婚姻中出现问题，我们就会说哦。我的父母面对这种问题，他们是怎么做的
？And so they said we decided we would throw away our parachute before we ever started.
所以他们两个人就是决定，就是在我们开始之前，我们把我们的降落伞都给扔了。
And sure enough, guess what happened?
你知道，当然了，最后发生了什么
？My dad was a pastor.
我爸爸是牧师。
And it brought some tensions in their marriage.
所以这个牧师呢，就给这个婚姻带来这个张力、紧张。
And so within a few years, guess what had happened?
就过了几年，你猜发生了什么？
They had some struggles.
他们就开始这个。
But they had already decided we'll be miserable the rest of our life.
但是他们已经决定了，就让我们这个很痛苦的这个余生都在痛苦中度过。
And my mom and dad decided they really didn't want to be miserable the rest of their life.
但是他们两个也不想说这么余生痛苦。
So they started to work through it.
所以他们就开始一起来努力。
And about the time things were going well,
当那个事情都各样都很顺利的时候。
I was born.
我就出生了。
And then my sister.
然后就是我的妹妹。
And children can cause tension in a marriage.
你知道吗？孩子在婚姻中会带来这个紧张。
Now, of course, I was a wonderful child, but my sister wasn't.
当然，我是那个很乖的孩子，很棒的孩子。我妹妹不是。
I hope you all aren't taping this today.
今天可别录音。
And so.
所以呢
？There were times when we were young.
所以当我们小的时候。
That brought tension into the marriage.
就在他们的婚姻中就有这种紧张。
Our parents didn't always agree on how they ought to handle things between us.
父母就是怎么样来抚养孩子、教养孩子方面总是有不同的意见，有时候。
But they had decided.
但是他们决定了。
Well, then we'll be miserable the rest of our life
together. 就算是我们余生痛苦，我们也要在一起。
And they really didn't want to be miserable.
他们又不想说这么很痛，感觉都很难受、很痛苦。
So they worked it out.
所以他们就开始在这方面努力。
Now I understand to say that in a few minutes is too simplistic.
我知道在这几分钟这么讲了就太简单化。
And it's not nearly that easy. I know that.
我知道不是能说那么简单。
But what I want you to see is Paul says.
但是我想让大家看到的是保罗说。
Become one.
二人成为一体。
And I am suggesting to you make a commitment. We will maintain.That oneness.
我就是对大家的建议，就是说你要自己做一个委身，做个决定，让这个成为一体，成为你的一个委身，就是你的一个坚持。
We will work through those difficulties.
就算是有这个难处，我们也要一起来把这个解决，一起来经过。
Paul says we become one.
因为保罗说二人成为一体。
I have read that the divorce rate in first marriages is something like 40%.
我读过一个统计说在第一次的婚姻中的离婚率呢是40%。
A little less than one out of two marriages break up.
大概是比二分之一的这个稍微就是每两对婚姻中大概是就可能就快有一对要离婚了。
And people think, okay, you know, my first wife, she was just miserable. She was horrible.
第一个有人就想说，我第一个太太真的是很糟糕，太让人难相处了。
But now I've learned.
现在我学到了。
And so they marry a second time.
所以他们第二次又进入婚姻。
In second marriages, two out of every three.
但是在第二次的婚姻中，离婚率是三分之二。
67%.
那就是67%的。
The success rate is worse.
现在这个呢，这个离婚率呢更高了。
And so that marriage breaks up.
然后第二次婚姻也离婚了。
Now you all know the third time's a charm.
然后你知道第三次呢是很有魅力的。
Now we've got this figured out.
现在我们真的是完全明白怎么回事了。
74%.
但是在第三次婚姻的那个离婚率是多高呢？74%。
Three out of four of third marriages.
而是说，四分之三的这个第三次的婚姻都。
You see, we take the problems from that first marriage and we carry them into the second.
所以我们把第一次婚姻中的问题带到第二次婚姻中，带到第三次婚姻中。
Because I don't care whether you're the husband or the wife, part of the problem in your marriage, don't be mad at me, is you.
你大家别生气，不管说你是先生还是丈夫，
你在婚姻中，
你带了一个问题总在每个婚姻中，就是你自己，因为那有个问题就是没有，就是你自己。
But every one of us has some quirks, even Brother Quincy. That's hard to imagine, isn't it?
Quirks.
Oh.
Problems.
Oh, 我们每个人都有点这个不太好相处的这个怪性，就像那个王庆这么弟兄这么好的人，也有他的特点。
Part of the reason that sometimes my marriage is difficult is.Me.
有的时候我的婚姻这么困难的问题呢，就是在于我。
And if I give up,
如果我放弃了
，and I marry again,
然后我放弃了这段婚姻，我再结婚
了。When I marry again, guess what?
如果我再结婚，那猜发生什么事呢
？I'll still be there.
我还在那儿。
And I'm going to carry that with me.
我会带着我进到这个第二婚姻中。
So, Paul says.
所以保罗说
，Be committed.
所以你要。有这个尾声。
Now let me also say something to you as in a Chinese church.
让我这个大家作为一个华人教会，我再讲一点。
And I say that I know this is true in every culture.
我知道是在每个文化中，这个都是这样的。
But as I have talked to Chinese couples, I realize some couples stay married on paper.
我就知道说，有些中国的夫妻，他们的婚姻呢，只是存在于纸上。
But they allow the marriage to break for all practical purposes, emotionally and personally.
他们就是允许这个婚姻，就是实际上这个婚姻已经分开了，就是为了这个就是为了一些实际的原因，所以他们在那个彼此的情感上还有个人上，其实都已经分开了。
So can I say to you, throw away the emotional parachute as well?
所以呢，把你的那个情感上的、感情上的那个降落伞也扔掉。
Some couples
有些夫妻
need to sit down
他们需要坐下来
and say
他们说
I don't know maybe we made a mistake 10 years ago
我不知道或许十年前我们做了一个错误的决定
maybe we're going to be miserable
也许我们就是要都很这么很难受很痛苦的过下去
but Paul saysThat God has made us one flesh.
但是保罗说，神让我们二人成为一体。
And so we're going to do a couple things.
所以我们要做几件事。
Number one, we're going to commit to one another.
第一个，我们要对彼此有这个委身。
And then we're going to find a way to come together emotionally, spiritually, and make our marriage what God wants it to be.
然后呢，我们就是要想一个。有些方式，有些办法，让我们能够重新，让我们能够连接在感情上，在灵里连接，让我们能够成为神所让我们成为的婚姻的样式。
Now, as I was working on this,
当我在准备这些时候
，I really, really debated skipping to chapter 6.
我真的是很想跳过第六章
，because I know we are in a world where there are many hurts in this area.
我知道说，在这个世界上，在这个方面呢，其实有很多的伤害、痛苦。
I have many friends who are hurting in this area.
我知道我有很多朋友，就是在这个方面呢，他们很受伤害。
Some of you are hurting in this area.
有些其中的你们也有在这方面呢，就是很难受。
And I thought, you know what? We've had marriage retreats.
所以我就想说，我们去年有过这个婚姻营嘛。
We have classes.I'm just going to jump from the first part of chapter 5 and go to chapter 6.
我就想说，我就那个，我们也上过课嘛，那我们就别讲这一部分，直接跳到第六章好了。
And just as I was deciding that's what I was going to do,
就在我刚刚决定说我要这么做的时候，
I had the mistake of visiting with a friend who teaches Sunday school in another church.
我就是在另外一个教会的主日学教课。
And he told me the book that he was teaching through.
他告诉我有一本书，他要整个教导的一本书信是
First Corinthians，
就是哥林多前书。
And he told me where they were going to be on Sunday, and he said, I absolutely don't want to teach it.
他说我这个星期天要讲的就是哥林多前书的这个部分呢，我真是不想讲。
But he said, if you're going to be fair to a book of the Bible, you have to teach it all.
他说如果你要是对这个圣经中的一本书信那个忠实的话，你必须要讲所有的部分。
So I said, okay, then I will teach the last part of chapter 5.
那好吧，我还是把那个以弗所书第五章讲了吧。
And again, I understand there are hurts and there are marriages that are already broken, and I in no way am here to throw rocks.
我也知道这个婚姻中有很多的伤害，我也知道有些婚姻已经破碎，我在这儿不是要去好像丢砖头指责谁。
But if you are not already there, I want to
remind you, Paul says, 我想要提醒你
be committed, grow in that commitment.
就是说彼此委身，在你们这个委身上要成长。
And the last thing that I want to see, verse 32.
然后我最后要讲的就是32节。
A verse that I almost skipped over.
然后我基本上差点跳过了这一句。
Because most commentaries I have read and most sermons I've heard kind of just glance across this verse.
因为所有的这个我读到的解经书呢，就对这句话就这么一下就跳过去了。
This mystery is profound.
他说这是极大的奥秘。
The mystery of the marriage.
就是这个婚姻，他讲到这个奥秘。
And I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church.
但我是指着基督和教会说的。
Paul says.
保罗说。
Our marriage is a picture. He's already said our marriage is a picture of the relationship between Christ and the church.
他已经讲过，就是说，这个婚姻呢是基督和教会的一个图像，一个表现。
And now he comes back to that and he ties it all together.
然后他又回来把这个东西好像总结。
And it seems to me it is this reminder again.
好像这里他又在提醒我们。
The unity between Christ and the church is a picture of the unity between.A man and a woman in a marriage.
就是这个基督和教会的这样一个合一，这个联合，就是一个妻子和丈夫的这种合一的一个表，一个图片，一个表现。
He is saying there is a spiritual foundation.
他说这个里边
Christian marriage.
对基督徒的婚姻里边，这是有一个属灵的一个根基的。
And so the fourth lesson I'm wanting to draw from this is make God the center of your marriage.
第四个基石我要想说的是，在你的婚姻中让神成为中心。
I told you that in the United States, the divorce rate is somewhere between 1 out of 3 and 1 out of 2 marriages.
所以我告诉你，在美国的这个离婚率呢，是大概三分之一和二分之一之间。
To me, an even sadder statistic is this.
对我来讲，一个更令人难过的一个统计数字是
，In marriages between professing Christians，
在这个承认自己是基督徒的这个婚姻当中
，The divorce rate is between 1 out of 3 and 1 out of 2 marriages， almost exactly the same。
基本上跟这个世上人的婚姻是一样的，这个离婚率也是在三分之一跟二分之一之间。
That's tragic。
那是真是一个悲剧。
I read that and I think, so does that mean that being a Christian and serving God does nothing to strengthen a marriage?
所以我看到我说，难道就是说你作为一个基督徒，你去服侍神，对你的婚姻没有任何影响吗？
But then I read another study.
然后我又看了另外一个研究。
That went beyond asking, are you a Christian?
他这个就不单单说你是不是基督徒。
And it did a study in which it asked this.
这个调查里边再问的问题还有。
Do you attend church together every week?
你们是不是每个星期呢都一起去教会？
Do you read the Bible and pray together each day?
你们两个人有没有每天一起读圣经，一起祷告？
Are you serving Christ together? In other words,
你们有没有就是说一起在 共同的服侍基督耶稣。
And there the divorce rate went from one out of every two or three to one out of nearly 100.
这个时候的这个离婚率呢，就从原来的就是说三分之一到二分之一之间到了百分之一。
Now again,
再一次
I am not here to suggest
我在这里不是来建议说
that coming to church is a magic cure-all that will take away all the tensions in a marriage.
来到教会并不是就是说很像魔法一般很奇妙的就把你婚姻中的问题都解决了。
If I called any couple up here who's been married for decades,
如果我让任何的夫妻上来，如果你们结婚已经超过十年、二十年
，and said to the wife,
然后对这个太太说
，Has every day of your marriage been happy?
你的婚姻中的每一天是不是都是很幸福的
？She would look at me and say,
她就会看着我说
，The reason I've been married this long is I don't answer questions like that.
我之所以能够我们的婚姻维持这么久，就是我不回答这类问题。
But if she did answer that question, she would say,
如果她真的是回答这类问题，你知道她会说什么
？No,
不会，不是。
Sometimes it's been hard.
有的时候很难。
Every husband would say that. Every wife would say that.
每一个先生也会这么讲，每个太太也会这么讲。
Unless they lied.
除非他们撒谎。
Being a Christian does not take away all of the difficulties and the tension.
作为基督徒，不会说把你生活中的这个难处和这个紧张。都给消除。
But I am convinced.
但是我确信。
That a marriage that is centered.
但是一个婚姻如果它的中心是。
On Christ as the foundation, as the center of the marriage.
如果耶稣基督是婚姻的这个中心，是这个婚姻的基石，是这个根基的话。
He makes a glue that can carry us through those difficult times.
他会把我们就是粘，就是粘连接在一起，粘在一起，让我们能够经历这些困难。
You see, you want to make sure that the attacks on your marriage are coming from the outside and not from the inside because there's a weak foundation.
所以呢，你希望呢，这个攻击呢，这些外来的这些攻击是从外来的，而不是从里边的，因为里边呢，有可能是意味着有一个脆弱的根基。
Let me finish with two quick questions.
我有两个问题，很快的。
About how this fits into Ephesians as a whole.
所以呢，这个两个问题呢，就是跟这个以弗所整本书是怎么联合的、结合在一起的。
First of all, Ephesians is teaching us how we grow in maturity as Christians.
以弗所书教导我们如何作为基督徒如何成熟。
So my first question: Why is marriage so important in a study of spiritual growth?
就是为什么这个婚姻在一个我们在研究怎么样在属灵上成长如此重要呢
？And one reason is this.
一个原因就是。
Marriage holds up a mirror to ourselves.
因为婚姻呢，好像是一面镜子，就是在我们面前的镜子。
And shows us.
就是向我们展示。
Signs of our own spiritual weakness and areas of struggle.
就是把我们在属灵上我们那个很软弱的、很不够的那个地方展现出来。
I really hope you don't record this or tell this.
我希望你下边别录，也别出去讲。
But I am not a good caretaker.
我不是很会照顾人。
I am no good at helping people who are sick.
我也不太会照顾病人，更不会照顾病人。
If I see you coming and you cough, I'll just say hello. It's nice to see you.
如果看着你咳嗽了进来，我就会站在离远说，哦，很高兴见到你。
And for 3 weeks, my wife has been laid up with this problem.
三个星期之久，我太太就是。身体就是有这个问题，腿受伤。
And so I need to take care of a lot of things.
我需要就是去照料很多事情。
And the first couple days, I was very good at it.
头两天我非常好。
Oh, here, let me do that for you.
哦，我帮你做这个。
Would you like me to adjust your pillow?
要不要我帮你把枕头的位置换一下
？But I'm not a good caretaker.
但是我不是一个很会照顾人的人。
And it's doing this and taking care of this and doing that and this.
做这个做那个一大堆事儿。
And earlier this week, I didn't say a word, and don't you say a word.
我这个星期的，就是上个星期的开始，使得我什么话也没说，你们也出去不要讲。
But I'm doing something, and I'm really righteously indignant.
我在做一些事情。但是我已经好像是很有道理的感觉到有些生气了。
I'm trying to go study.
我要好好的学习啊。
I'm going to go teach in India how to be more spiritual, and instead I'm doing this.
我应该现在好好的去研究怎么教导到印度说如何你更属灵，但是我现在得做这些琐碎的家务事。
And this isn't spiritual at all.
这个一点跟属灵都没关系，一点都不属灵。
And all of a sudden, I remembered today's text.
今天呢，我突然想起来我今天的这个测试。
A mirror.
那个婚姻好像是一个镜子似的。
Why am I so impatient?
我为什么这么不耐烦呢？
Because, if I'm honest, I care more about what I'm wanting to get done than the needs of my wife.
如果诚实的、坦率的讲，我更在意的是我应该做什么，把什么东西完成，而不是我太太的需要。
And I said.
然后我就说
Well, I'll be honest.
我就在这里很坦白了。
What I said first was, God, you don't understand.
我第一个跟人说，神啊，你不了解。
If I don't get these lectures done, I can't teach this class.
如果我不把这些东西准备好，我在那儿没法讲课呀。
And then I realized it's kind of stupid to tell God he doesn't understand something.
我就觉得，然后我就意识到说，告诉神他不懂，这个真的是好笨呢。
Yeah, that's not a good argument.
那跟神这么讲，那个不是一个好的一个争论。
And I stopped.
然后我就停下来。
And I said, God.
然后我说神呢？
Thank you.
谢谢你。
I become so focused on me.
因为我自己的现在注意力都在我自己身上。
On what's important to me.
就是什么东西对我重要。
On what I think is important.
然后我觉得是什么重要。
That I don't truly love my wife as Christ.Love the church.
我没有真正的爱我的妻子，就像基督爱教会那样。
And that's selfish.
那个是自私。
One reason Paul focuses on marriage in this book on spiritual growth is it's a mirror to our own need for spiritual growth.
为什么保罗会在这个讲到这个属灵的成长上会强调婚姻呢？因为这个镜子呢，好像就让看到了。反射出来我们自己需要在属灵上的成长。
And the second reason I think it's in Ephesians, the theme of Ephesians as a whole is the church.
第二个呢，在以弗所的它的主体就是教会。
And he says that our marriage is to mirror the relationship between Christ and the church.
因为婚姻呢是要来象征、来展现出来基督跟教会的关系。
And it seems to me that he uses that in both directions.
因为保罗好像是用这个是双向的。
One, our relationship with God should be like a healthy marriage.
第一个呢，我们跟神的关系就应该是像一个健康的婚姻。
The rabbis, the Jewish rabbis, said that the Song of Solomon was a picture of Israel's love for God.
那个以色列的这些夫子、这些教师就说，这个雅歌是一个展现以色列人对神的爱的一个图画。
Now, if I'm ever so foolish as to teach on the Song of Solomon in a public class, I'll respond to that.
如果有一天我真的是不小心太愚蠢了，想要教这个雅歌的话，我在这公共的教雅歌，我会对这个反应。
But at least to this degree, they were right.
到一定程度，他们是对的。
They said something like this.
他们是这样说的。
Sometimes it's hard for us to understand what it means to love God.
有的时候我们不太能够了解到底什么是爱神。
Or we can come to church and sing a song about it.
有时候我们可以到教会里唱首歌。
But in daily life, it really becomes a little bit hard to connect.
但是在每次的生活中，有点很困难的去把这些连起来。
But they said we can all understand what it means to love our wife.
但是我们都能够了解到
to love our husband.
什么意味着爱我们的妻子
And so they said our marriage should be a pointer, a healthy marriage should be a pointer that says, love God in the kind of self-sacrificing way that you love your husband or wife.
所以呢，就是好像这个婚姻呢，好像像一个指南针似的这样的。就是指向我们说你对神的爱呢就好像在一个健康的婚姻中你对你配偶的这种牺牲的忘我的爱
But the second direction it points,
但是另外一个方向呢就是
is that a healthy marriage should be like our relationship with Christ
我们的一个健康的婚姻就应该像我们跟基督的关系
He loved the church sacrificial
基督对教会的爱是一种牺牲的爱
Husbands, that's how we're called to love our wife
丈夫们，我们就是那样被呼召去爱我们的妻子。
The church is to respect and honor him as the head.
教会应该来敬重来尊荣基督耶稣。
Not because he has a hammer and says, this is what you're going to do.
不是基督说有个锤子说这是你应该做的。
But in response.
而是说他的回应是。
To a Christ who gave himself for us.
是对一个爱教会的一个基督的我们的一个反应自然的反应。
And so Paul says, wives, respect your husband as the church respect Christ. Both relationships are mirrored in that relationship.
所以呢妻子也做妻子的你要敬重你们的丈夫就像教会敬重耶稣教会敬重耶稣基督所以两种关系夫妻之间关系在这个中间跟神的关系都有展现出来
And so Paul I think includes this in Ephesians
所以保罗把这个夫妻关系写在这个以弗所书中
Because marriage is so important
因为婚姻是这么重要
To our spiritual growth
因为婚姻对我们的属灵上的成长是如此重要
And I want to encourage you
所以我想鼓励大家
This week to look at your marriage
所以这个星期看你的婚姻
And how it can contribute to your growth as a Christian
它这个婚姻能如何能够帮助你在你的属灵上成长能够帮助你
What are the areas where struggles in your marriage are a mirror to areas of spiritual weakness.
就是你在婚姻中你们所挣扎的那一方面怎么样展现了你在属灵上你所挣扎的方面你需要成长的方面。
Rather than looking for what's wrong with my husband or my wife.
不是说去找对方说你有什么问题。
How can I grow spiritually?
而是我应该如何在属灵上成长。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, I thank you for the families that you have sent to our church.
主啊，我们真的是为你带到这个教会里的家庭来感谢。
I ask that you will help us, each one of us, to grow more and more in our marriages.
求你帮助我们每个人在我们的婚姻中能够更多的成长。
We live in a world where this area seems more difficult maybe than ever before.
这个现在的世界在这个方面家庭这个婚姻方面的难处比以前是比任何方面难处更大
Would you give us strong families, strong marriages?
好求你真的是给我们这个坚固稳定的家庭和婚姻
Would you give us marriages that help us to grow to be more like you?